I want you guys not to, because of so many changes, and we're doing this short messages in English, to just be spectators, but be participants. And when you came in, you were handed an outline. I want you guys to take it out, and we're going to use it to go through the Word of God. Last Sunday night, Pastor Colleen Gogh started this series in Building Your Life on the Word, and he went through 2 points in how to build your life on the Word properly. First was you receive it with your ears, and we first listen, and that's what usually most people do when they come to church. They just listen to the Word of God. The second was reading it with your eyes, and we do that a lot at home. We read it with our eyes, and the scripture that we use as a base scripture last week was James 1, 22 through 25, and they're going to put it on the screen, and it says in James 1, 22, 25, it says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceiving yourself. So if you just listen and not do anything, you're deceiving yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks in the mirror. And the scripture many times is referred to as a mirror. And after looking in at himself in the mirror, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed with what he does. Who wants to be blessed? Amen? Well, the rest of you, not, you don't want to be blessed, right? Well, what I want to do is look back, and if you want to put the scriptures back on the screen, and I want to emphasize a few key words from the middle of the verse or of the scripture that we read, where it starts, but the man who looks intently, that means he reads the word of God, and the perfect law that gives freedom, and continues to do this. This is reviewing. You go and you look back at what you read. Continues to do this, not forgetting. This is remembering scripture. What he has heard, but doing it. This is actually you respond to the word of God. So the first 2 points were receiving the word with your ears. Second, you read it with your eyes. Third, and now you can start looking on your outline. We're going to start reading that. And start getting used to this kind of teaching on Sunday night, 15 minutes. And bring a pen with you, because these notes, as you will see, this third point, it becomes something we do. So by reading, by putting notes, using your pen, they did a survey at the Air Force Academy, and there were some of the brightest people with the highest IQ. And they did a test with three kind of people. They lectured, and one group just listened. The second group took notes and listened. The third group took notes, listened, and went away to their dormitory and talked to another friend. And the retention by the person that just listened was 90% within 72 hours. They lost everything that they just listened to. The second group that listened and wrote notes retained 50% more than the first group. The third group that went and listened, wrote notes, took notes, and went and talked about it with somebody else retained over 65%. So for us to build our life on the Word, this is something we're doing, and it's something new, but it's something practical that we should do. The third is research it with your hands and with your mouth. And what this is Bible study. So many of us, we just come to church and we listen, but we never take home and break it down with our family, with our kids. A Bible study is not a Bible study if you don't take notes. You just read it. Correctly? You just read the word. So to have a proper Bible study, you have to do 2 things. You have to write it down and learn it, and it's in your outline, and you have to take notes as you learn it. So 2 components of this is writing it down and talking about it. So by learning what you learn through Fratele Gogh and what is taught, if you write notes, then you can talk about it at home, and it's that additional retention. So our third point was researching it with your hands and with your mouth. Researching with your hands, you read the scripture, and you talk about it with somebody at home. And the scripture that I want to use is on your outline, and it's John 5:39. You research the scripture And this is Jesus talking. You research the scripture because you believe that it will give you eternal life. And the scriptures points to me, meaning Jesus. So right there, you guys are seeing that this is what we're supposed to do. We research. Go home and not only take the pastor that's teaching what the word says, but researching it for ourselves. The second scripture that I want to use is in Acts 17:11. And this is Luke talking about a group of believers in Berea that says, the people of Berea were more open-minded than those in Thessalonica, and they listened eagerly to Paul's message. Now listen carefully what he says after this. They researched or searched the scriptures day after day to check up on Paul and Silas to see if that what they were teaching was true. Does this make sense? Frater Legog agrees. And I think he's encouraging us not to believe just what he says. He's an amazing teacher. But for us to go and take it and research it for ourselves. That's when it becomes solid in ourselves. And not only do we just listen, because that's what most of the time, that's what we do when we come to church. We just listen. And by the time we go to the parking lot, somebody got in our way or we got into a discussion and we completely forgot 95%. That's a sad statement for a pastor that has worked, and I know he does, all week to prepare a message, and within 3 days, 2 days, 72 hours, we forget. That's very discouraging for a pastor, and I know he knows that. The fourth point is reviewing and remembering it with our minds. This is memory. This is memorizing the scripture. And in James 1:25, it says, the man who looks intently into the perfect law, which is the word of God, the Bible, and continues doing this, again, reviewing, right? You continue doing it. You keep looking at the word. And does not forget what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed. Does that make sense? If you continue doing, looking at the word, looking at what he says, and continue doing it, you will be blessed. The importance of memory is so important because if you guys probably absolutely agree with me. When you're tempted, the Bible is not next to you. When you have a problem or a friend comes up to you and asks you, what can I do in this situation? You normally, most of the time, you don't have the scripture with you. That's why it's so important for me and for us to put scripture to memory. When you're tempted to look at pornography or when you're tempted to say the wrong thing, the Holy Spirit cannot bring to your memory what you don't have. Correct? If you memorize the word, then he has the ability to bring from within you the scripture that will help you to withstand temptation. Very important that we learn to memorize. The Bible refers to memorizing and reviewing scripture as meditation. And I know that in a lot of Christian circles, meditation is looked like a taboo because most of us understand meditation that somebody in the Middle East or in New Age or in those kind of groups, they do meditation. But meditation, all it is what you've read, you sit and you ponder and you listen to what the scripture tells you. It tends to take root in your heart. The fifth point and the last point that I want to make is you respond with your action. You respond with your action. In James 1:2, it says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceiving yourself. I don't say that. The word of God says that. That if you just listen to it and you don't do it, you deceive yourselves. And the last part of it says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceiving yourselves. Do what it says. We are supposed to be doers of the word, not only listeners. And in the message on the mount that Jesus gave, the Sermon on the Mount, is the scripture is Matthew 7:24-27. And do you guys see that I'm using a lot of scripture? Because the word is what takes power in our heart. And that's what we're supposed to, that's what the message is building our life on the word. It says, everyone who hears these words of mine, this is Jesus speaking, and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. The word of God is our rock. If you're wise and you listen and put into practice what he says, you build your house on the rock. The rain come down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. Where is the foundation? On the rock, correct. The word of God. But everyone who hears those words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. The rains come down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. So the importance of building our house on the word are five things. First, we hear it with our ears. We read it with our eyes, correct? We receive it, we research it with our hands and our mouth. Meaning what we hear, if we take notes, if we just sit and listen, within 72 hours we forgot what he said. So we can't go back at home and research, correct? We can't go over what the pastor said. But by taking notes, we're able to go back because it's on paper. Somebody said, the dullest pen is sharper than the sharpest mind. Think about that. The dullest pen, pero mănește, cel mai neascuțit creion este mai ascuțit ca mintea cea mai ascuțită. Then you review and you remember. The Holy Spirit cannot bring to memory what you don't store. And fifth is to you respond with your actions. And I want to close with an illustration that I heard that the founder of the Navigators, a couple, you know, decades ago, he came up with a visual, and it's the hand illustration. And I hope I can do it with this mic in my hand. But if hearing the word is your pinky, right, the little finger. Second is you read it with your eyes, the second finger. Then you research it with your hands and your mouth. You talk about it with your family, your friends. Then you review it and you remember, you memorize the word. And you respond to it as your thumb. That's why I brought my Bible. If your pinky holds the Bible and only you hear it, Satan can come from, by the time you reach the parking lot, takes it right out. You say, well, I come to church, but I also go home and read it. Two fingers, but it's still not strong enough. Things in the world, the temptations, the cares of this world, every day can take it out of our hands. What comes and becomes stronger is when you research it for yourself and you talk to somebody. You start grabbing it. Then you review it and you memorize it. Then it gets more. Then you put it into action. You're a doer of the word. That's the big thumb. You grab the word. I guarantee you nobody can take it out of your hands. No friend, no culture, Oprah, nobody. And I'm talking to the youth because the youth is, it's known. It's a sad situation in our world today because the youth, by the time they finish college, 50% are persuaded to believe something else. Young people, grab a hold with these 5 points of the Word of God and nothing will take it out of your hands. Amen?